Some of the players that had Doris Day. Some of the players in our dent pool that had Doris Day include, but are not limited to, Frosted Wang. here's a nice combination of things. You know, you get your peanut butter and my chocolate.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, those sorts of things. Well, this is somehow frosting and cider. Frosting and cider.
Okay.
So that might be a fun thing. Frosties, I could mess that one up. I think I could say that one, but I could easily mess it up.
Got it. I can't wait to read it.
It's not that good. Fudge Packer reach around. A gas passer gets a hit. George Zimmerman's smoke wagon gets a hit.
Oh, man.
Getting my van 69 gets a hit.
Oh.
I'm not sure that I can say that one. Ginsburg's G-spot gets a hit. As does Giuliani's gelatinous goiter.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of those is
worse. That's just nasty.
Yeah.
Those last two are both awful.
So is he.
Go Vikes.
Go Vikings.
No, that's the worst.
Grab me by the orange sock. Grandma's hard candy gets a hit.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Better not read that one about Grandpa. Grandpa's abortion money gets a hit.
Grandpa's got abortion money.
As does Greg Marshall and Grimm's Abacus.
All right. Congratulations, you had that Doris Day.
Yeah.
Everybody said a lot of nice things about Doris, except for Ari Shaffir, who will be here on Friday. He had a pretty nasty tweet about her.
Yeah, I don't see any dirt on Doris Day.
No, he just called her crazy cat lady that couldn't keep any husbands. It was just stupid.
Did you go through a few husbands?
Four, apparently.
I didn't keep track of that.
But the second or third was a specifically bad guy that stole all her money.
Got it.
All
right.
But that's not unusual from that era. This era of Hollywood.
No, it's not.
Or this era of anywhere.
Because they had options.
And
temptations.
41 to 43, 46 to 49, 51 to 68, 76 to 81. Yeah, she did make her way through them.
She just said, F it.
Yeah.
81, F it.
What was her personal best? Was 5 years?
No, 51 to 68.
Okay.
So it was 17
That's usually when they had the kids.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
And only one kid, yeah. Huh. One kid out of the three, or out of the four marriages.
No, she's nothing new. Yeah. A lot of the Hollywood stars have marriages because, like I said, there's temptation and options.
In the morning.
And if regular guys have temptation and options like people in Hollywood do, they'd be going through four or five marriages too. A lot of them.
Is she mentioned in We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel?
I don't know.
That's where Brandon recognizes the name.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Okay, here's the deal. I got something for this. And
what else?
We have three different little clips where she was referenced.
Hold on. There's been some more fracking going on in here.
Yeah.
Frickin' fracking.
Yeah.
Is that Petey? It must be going right at you, man.
Somebody broke through the shale rock.
Oh, don't do that. Don't wave it here.
Just changing the airstream. A little meteorology.
We have three songs here where Doris Day was referenced.
Let's hear them.
The first one is a song that many people aren't going to remember. It's the Beatles' Dig It.
Like the FBI, BBK.
I remember this.
And Doris Day, dig it, dig it.
That's a real
wow. That's a deep cut.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Rich, Johnny Ray,
one more.
That's what he says there.
You know what?
Really? I never knew that.
I never cared, but that song never bothered me either. And I can't imagine. I never knew.
I was kind
of. And it was a brand new song. We were in the clubs, and I still didn't. I didn't know he sang Doris Day there.
Oh. No, Todd and I played that a million times.
Yeah.
I knew that was Doris Day there.
I guess I never,
danced to it. I know I did.
Of course
that.
You did.
I never paid any attention because Like Tyler, I was too busy dancing.
Yeah.
It did make 50% of the room instantly snap.
Oh, I did, yeah. Boom, boom. That made me happy for a second, man. It really did. Come on, some wham any day. Yeah, we were all snapping.
So that's your Doris Day references. Yeah.
What album is the Dig It from?
That's probably a rarity.
Sounded kind
of
cool.
I've heard it, Dig It, Dig It. I've heard that song, but, you know, I used to buy a bunch of the Beatles, rare Beatles
the rarity,
stuff.
Yeah.
The rarities CDs. I had those I back too. In the 80s.
Because I was pretty sure heard every Beatles song. Yeah. I'm not really familiar with that
Let
one.
It Be.
Dig It.
Let It Be.
Let It Be. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
I would have guessed a different album since I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You make the sunshine brighter than Doris Day.
Yeah.
I want a jitterbug.
It makes me snap.
Choose life.
Written by the same guys who told us that Guilty Feet got no rhythm.
Yeah.
That was the follow-up, I think.
Okay.
Did you play that one?
Yeah.
A little Careless Whisper?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Careless Whisper, yeah.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
I didn't play it.
I'm never going to dance again.
Yeah.
These Guilty Feet.
Because Guilty Feet.
Have got no rhythm. So it's never going to be the same.
Just go ahead. Just keep it going. Just break out into karaoke.
He knows that
He's
one.
He's going too.
You should everybody Bieber
Everybody's
remake
dead.
That one.
Because that was Lennon's voice. He's dead. Billy Joel's still alive, so that's good.
That is like one. My superpowers are like eating sushi, tacos, and like lyrics to songs.
Yeah.
From every era, stick in my stupid head.
Yep.
That's a superpower, eating sushi?
Oh, you should see it happen. Yeah. That's what they tell me. You superhuman!
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my raccoon gal.
Just for case that left your brain recently, I put that back in there for you.
Thanks for that.
I thought maybe you were suggesting the Michigan J. Frog roll.
Nope.
I don't think they serve that.
No, they don't.
Well, that'd be weird.
Now, legs. The Michigan J. Frog legs. But I don't think
I have trouble stopping eating sushi too, Petey.
Oh.
Because I don't know if I'm full, so I just keep eating it because it's just one bite.
And then everyone
it's
else.
It's one bite, so it's done. So, okay, that's just a bite. And then there's, you keep eating.
Yeah, and people I'm done. Yeah. I am not. No, I'm not. In fact, let's get another roll.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes me want to stop is knowing the bill's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
it's like, okay, stop here.
Happy hour only.
I just remember when I first started eating sushi. It took a few visits to kind of get a gauge on how many rolls.
How much you need.
How many pieces.
Oh, yeah, you always do.
You always need.
Yeah, yeah.
But 12 to 20.
But, you know, I'll get the little answer. We'll get the little, you know, I usually go with the family, so everybody gets a bunch, and it's a fortune. I get it, but I try to go to happy hour, too.
Yeah, it's the best.
You bring home the styrofoam thing, and then it's in the fridge maybe 20 minutes when I'm home, and I'm back in there, and I'm finishing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to let
I'll
sushi.
I'll eat this tomorrow. No.
Oh, I mean, I will eat the next day. I don't care when it is.
Will
you? But I usually don't. I'm just go back. Because
it doesn't make it till tomorrow.
Because you're still hungry 20 minutes after you got home.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't take sushi home. I don't think it sits well for the next. I don't think it's a good leftover.
It's in the fridge. You're fine.
You've got 24 hours.
You do. It's in the fridge.
Really?
You've got 24 hours.
Oh, it's been chilled the whole time.
Yeah, you don't leave it on the cold. Counter like an old pizza.
Yeah.
Right.
It's better, obviously, right away,
right.
But so's everything.
I never get the chance to take any home, so
we
I
need
have
a
to worry
sushi
about
restaurant that.
That
wants to deliver stuff. Unfortunately, they're always busy, so they don't need the pub.
Right.
They're not on the Grubhub or Uber Eats.
They're not open right now.
Yeah, they are. They are. But for me, I go out and get sushi.
He means right now.
Yeah. David says, shoot me for knowing this. Right. But Doris Day is also referenced in the Grease song Sandra Dee.
Oh, yeah, because she's singing about Sandra Dee. Look at me, I'm Sandra Dee, right?
She's not ringing a bell, but...
Sandra Day, Sandra Dee.
Black Tony would know.
Not going to doubt him.
That's out of his movie.
Yeah.
Grease 2.
Yeah, that's...
No, he watches Grease 2.
Grease is not his movie.
Oh, Grease 2 is. That's
his movie.
That's true.
Yeah, he's right.
Why are you putting lettuce over
here? Yeah, he's right. Hey, watch it. Hey, I'm Doris Day.
Yep.
Yeah, there it is.
There was a massive manhunt after a Sarasota, Florida man tried to pawn his baby.
Now that we're looking for a massive man, like a 900-pounder, it was just a big man hunt.
How much you get for a baby?
The man they were seeking is now speaking out. He's very sorry.
Yeah.
Brian Slocum entered the A&F pawn shop in Sarasota, according to the store owner, Richard Jordan. No, it's not sad.
Oh, it's not?
No. He didn't really.
Oh, he's okay, good.
The store owner, the pawn shop owner said, he put the baby on the counter. He spun the baby around and said, get a pawn this.
As a joke.
Yeah.
It's a funny.
It lasted less than a minute, but after he left, the store owner called police.
Maybe he's a little worried about what the guy was about to do. A
few hours later, this Brian Slocum guy realized that he was all over the news. And authorities are looking for him. They want him to explain. And pretty soon, dozens of officers were outside his house.
Now, depending on how he said it, if he just said it like a joke, I mean, the guy should have known that. Yeah, I would have pawned this, laughing, and picked the baby up and says, I'll see you later.
Yeah, dude.
He shouldn't have called the cops.
What else did he buy? Did he buy, like, nunchucks and an AK or something like that?
Or did he just go set the baby on the counter and said, I want to pawn this, and then leave?
No. Okay. This guy's a dumbass.
He's just joking.
Right. This guy's a dumbass, and we're getting to the dumbassery here.
Oh, it's more dumbassery.
Well, a little bit.
Oh, wait. This guy's the dumbass, or the guy
Brian
who owns
Slocum.
The pawn shop is a dumbass?
Both of them.
All right. That's a bad combination.
Yeah. Okay,
when dumbass meets dumbass. Ooh.
Now, dad dumbass, Brian Slocum, or whatever his name is. Yeah, Brian Slocum. Single dad. The kid is a 7-month-old son. Slocum's nephew apparently got him to start making silly videos on Snapchat.
Oh, this is it.
Exactly. And see, now viral. Everything falls into place, doesn't it?
So he was
Slocum recorded this stunt. In the Snapchat video, he says, this is what I got. He goes in, he talks to the guy at the store. This is what I got. I know no one under 18 in here, but he's barely used. 7.5 months. What do you think he's worth? He didn't think the manager would take it seriously. He says his joke obviously fell flat. Sarasota police are not charging him. He says he's learned his lesson. And he says that a lot of these young people don't realize that doing things like this has consequence.
If that were pawn stars, they would have brought in an expert.
Yeah, a baby expert.
I got a baby expert. I don't know what they're worth, but I got a baby expert I know.
I got a guy.
And Rick would get the baby expert on the phone.
They'd start checking the baby's joints and stuff. Like, I don't know, this left elbow, I don't know.
Right.
I got to make money off this, too.
Yeah, exactly. Hated that show.
I mean, it's not mint condition.
Actually, that was the best part of that show. I don't watch it much anymore. I don't even know if it's still on.
It is.
But when he would bring the expert in and they would kind of break down.
I didn't mind the experts. That was okay. I didn't like the skits they were doing. Yeah. Also, I didn't like it when people were really needing the money. The guy said, sorry, dude. Screw you.
$100.
I know you're hungry.
Yeah.
But the so-called snappy dialogue between Rick and the old man.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
That was just fake.
Brutal. Yeah.
Not necessary.
Florida man facing reckless driving charges. You probably saw this video. Florida man facing reckless driving charges for the way he chose to praise God.
What'd he do?
70-year-old Leonard Olson was arrested after authorities said he was standing up through his sunroof while the car was moving.
Lenny! Oh, come on.
Like a cartoon-like ending?
An off-duty deputy recorded the 70-year-old man and reported him to the Florida Highway Patrol. The deputy said that Olson was speeding more than 100 miles an hour down the highway.
How did he reach the pedal with his head out the window?
He later slowed down to 40 miles an hour, according to WTSB.
Oh,
the man then stood up
and sat on
his open sunroof while the car was still moving.
Was he driving with his feet?
That's pretty...
After being stopped by troopers, he initially denied that he was traveling on his sunroof, saying he didn't know anything about that. But the man then told authorities that he actually wanted to turn himself in because he didn't want to go back home to his wife, who does not treat him well.
Yeah.
He told police that...
Now there is some sympathy involved with that.
He's told police that his wife treats him like a servant, and she's the mistress, and he's tired of this ass. He's tired of this crap.
Wow.
The man said he'd rather go to jail than go back home, so he was arrested.
But find a way to go to jail besides reckless driving.
Yeah, after showing the video of him on the sunroof, he admitted his guilt and said the car was on cruise control.
Yeah, obviously.
He said the 70-year-old man said, the car drives itself and has a gigantic computer in it. I thought it'd be a nice way to praise God for a minute, and I thought it'd be nice at the time, and that's what I did.
Hallelujah. Suck it, Jesus.
No, God. Oh, that's horrible. He's now looking at charges of reckless driving.
Yeah, pretty reckless.
Yeah. Things are that bad at home. Just leave.
Leave her.
Well, yeah. He's trying to leave. Yeah. He is 70. Perhaps he's going away that not everyone would think.
Well, no, you can sit in the car in a regular way.
No, just leave.
Drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Just keep driving.
Yeah, it's much more difficult to drive with your feet that way.
She enticed me. My entire life.